Blog Talk Radio. The following program may contain adult language and theme. Listener discretion is advised.
This is Conglomerate Radio.
Ooh, ooh, can you get me some crybabies?
I want to get me a tropical fantasy.
How about some lemonheads?
And don't forget that Swedish fish.
After all, you are going to...
Bodega. Welcome everybody to the Bodega. That's right, you're listening to the Big Spick in here is like Q Tips, the one and only, the PAB, the Pablo Siete Siete, Santa Claus. And also giggling in the background is the man, the myth, the legend. One and only, brown and bubbly.
Sakatol.
The dick in your box.
Oh, absolutely.
DJ Sid.
Thank you. I want to play Fuse. I got it. First of all, Jose Feliciano is not though.
I think we can barely hear you. Go ahead.
I was about to say, the Jose Feliciano in the background. I was about to say Pedro Feliciano, but Pedro Feliciano is the reliever for the New York Mets. So,
and we started.
He's just an idiot. So, screw it. We'll just, it is what it is, and we're going to abuse him for the next hour and a half. So, he better see it coming.
Yeah, we're going 90 minutes tonight, people. So, I know everybody on the East Coast, your asses are snowed or iced in. So
right.
Now you're probably cruising the net, either trying to buy that last-minute thing, trying to see if they'll ship it before next Wednesday, or you're cruising for free porn, or you're trying to figure out your fantasy football picks, because my team sucks this year personally.
I lost to the playoffs. But
I don't even know where I'm at anymore. I gave up. Either way, I know you guys are hanging out at your computer. I know you fuckers are on MySpace looking at your ex-girlfriend's pictures if she didn't make the page private. So, thank you for listening.
I thought you were going to call out Facebook on it, too.
Oh, you could be on Facebook. Who knows? And like it was broadcast, I am drinking on the air, folks. I am drinking. As a matter of fact, listen carefully. Look. I've got the cup going low. All right, that sounded more like a bong, but trust me, I'm drinking. Yes, I am drinking. Oh, thank you,
Deuce. Oh, Jesus, Deuce. I can testify. He's going to get pretty wrecked tonight, but during the hour and a half. I thought you were drinking some hot cocoa, actually.
Oh, that is so festive. That's beautiful.
Spiked the Baileys. Actually what hit the spot right now? Some eggnog. I could deal with some eggnog right now.
Hey, man. Yo, in another day or so, this is for all my Latin people. Some coquito is going to be up in my crib.
Are you making it?
I'm going to try to make it. For those who don't know what coquito is, thanks. Let me go into detail for those that don't know, for our white audience and our British audience. Coquito is basically Spanish eggnog for the most part. That's what it is, Spanish eggnog. And
it's
usually laced quite nicely with rum. And
tons and tons of rum.
And the trick to this is that apparently when it's made, there's many different variations. The most traditional method is that there's cooking involved. Like you have to cook eggs and do all this cooking and broiling and shit. And, you got to send up, it's almost like the Vatican in Puerto Rico. You got to wait for your grandmother who still lives in the shack to put up, the white smoke out the fucking chimney. And then it's done because she only makes it one time a year and shit.
So you're going to make it. You're gonna
Well, I'm going to try to make it because I don't know anybody around here that would make it and hit me off. even though I have an ex-coworker who may hit me up, but he's an ex-coworker now, so I don't know, you know, if I could if that's going to be too dependable. So
I'm gonna say, you sure you gotta drink it?
I'm gonna try to do it myself. But either way, I'm getting fucked up, so fuck it. But yeah, the thing that people don't know about this coquito is that it hits you hard. Like, it will get you fucked up. It's the equivalent of, if you've ever had Jamaican rum punch, which is strong as fuck, this is like the Puerto Rican Cuban variation of their most alcoholic drink. Like, you can literally, you can rip the T-shirt, stick it in the fucking top, light it, throw it out of the car, boom, it's blowing the fuck up.
Didn't your mom make it 1 year? I think it's during the holidays.
My mom doesn't know how to make it, but my mom, because my
it was one of your family members. I can't remember.
My mom, who knows how many? I got 50, 60, 80.
Yeah, maybe it was an uncle. I can't remember. I just remember going over to your spot, and you still had some left.
That's because my mom is a fucking alcoholic, so there's a difference in that. She was that shit.
Yeah, right. I'm pretty much, I'm like, wow, you had like 15 different varieties of it or something.
I think the last time I saw you was in 99, 98. She was getting ready for Y2K, man. Fuck.
Wow.
Sorry, alcohol is already hitting me, folks.
Wow.
Guess you wondering.
The last time, but yeah. Well, for the holidays at least.
Yeah, for the holidays. But sorry, I had to take a zip. Yeah, I put down a couple of Kahluas and milks and some fruity-ass drink with a lot of rum in it. So I'm mixing tonight, folks. And if I run dry, I got a couple of Dos Equis chilling.
Oh, not bad. Not bad. I'm sitting here with my usual drink of choice, actually.
Soda?
Good quality H2O.
Oh, H2O.
Yeah.
My mama say.
Good quality H2O. Yeah. I got that. Yeah. I don't even want to know what DC is drinking at this moment in time because he's probably going, Coquito, what is that?
Yeah, he don't know. Yeah, Deuce is the producer for all y'all that don't know. Well, no, associated producer.
Well, you know what? Don't even give him a title. Don't even give him a title. It's not worth it. So, if anything else and you hear something in our – if you hear us yelling in the background, basically, it's him on our ear, you know, on our headset trying to just bitch us out. But we're older than he is and we can kick his ass, so that's what it comes down to.
Yeah,
but
much.
Do you want to explain the last 2 weeks in a nutshell? All
right, let me take a shot. Hold on.
Let me explain, first of all, before you even get into the explanation.
All right.
We haven't been live. We haven't done the live version in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
For the syndicated, everybody else, the syndicated show had specials, so that's not really – so people who are listening live or who are listening or getting it from Blog Talk aren't really getting the syndicated show. So you didn't really miss much. How about that? How about I throw that out there? You didn't miss much. It was just – it was basically a special, two specials, and there's probably going to be two more coming up. So probably
right.
Like a best of edition. So I'll give the floor to my drunk colleague.
Right. Well, before we get into it – and I actually have to burp. So if I burp on the air, fuck it. I actually got first.
Yeah, all right.
So the call-in number for those that want to call in tonight is 914-803-4124. We're going to be here all night. We're going to be talking about family crap, probably my family crap, alcohol because I'm drinking, hip-hop because that's our thing, that's the root essence, Christmas. We got a ton of Christmas shit. We got a lot of musical. This is gonna be a very musical show if we ever get to it. So
man, Bing Crosby is in effect tonight.
Oh yeah, baby. Yeah.
Hey, join the party.
So thank you. that wasn't me. but yeah, so if anybody wants to call in tonight, again the number is 914-803-4124. That is a New York Westchester number. So,
or the toll-free number, which is 1-800-223-9797. You can tell Big Spanish DJ enough to say hello.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right, then. So
nice.
That gets that out of place. No one call that number, please. so,
I encourage it, please. It drive Flex crazy because he deserves to be, well, whatever. I don't want to get into
it. All right, so moving forward with this, just to clue everybody in the last 2 weeks. I will take – I'm to blame.
Yeah, I'm really into it. I mean,
I'm not going to get really into it because you know what? I did – you know me. As much Well, let me get into it. I'm not going to get into the details. It was a negative. It was a fucked up reason. But of course, I did find little bits of humor in it, which I will get to. All right.
And your kids.
But the big thing was my grandmother passed away. My grandmother on my father's side. And I'm really getting reacquainted with my dad's side. I did not grow up on my father's side whatsoever. I started really meeting him after 16. You know what I mean? Like I saw him when I was a baby, which too young to barely remember. Saw him when I was 16. Then I have not seen him again until 30. So go figure. It's like every 15 years, it's like, let me see what they're doing. But either way. Yeah, my grandmother on that side, who was the one person I did speak to and keep in touch with throughout the years, passed away. And she passed away, unfortunately. But she lived a long life, and at the very end, she was fighting. I'll just put it like this. She was a fighter. She lasted a lot longer than people thought she was going to. You know what I mean? So,
right.
And I look at things, I always look at it in a celebratory manner, that if someone was suffering and someone was a good person, then they're passing on to a better existence. And I celebrate that as opposed to more, you know, I'm sad they're gone, but I'd rather celebrate the idea, and I'm not really religious, but I'm just saying I'd rather celebrate the idea that they're going to a better place, you know. So with that, the last 2 weeks, I kind of just wasn't into doing the show. And so I wasn't into doing the show. Sid being my partner, you know, he had the opportunity to roll. He could have either went solo or we could have did it. He probably would have been piggybacking it. But we figured, fuck it. If we're both not on, if it's not both of us, then it's none of us. So
yeah, right. That's totally it.
But it was all on me. You know, I wasn't in it the week after the last show. My head was not in it. I was going back and forth from the city in the ice storms that we were having, right, driving literally back and forth for at least 2 or 3 days out of that week, you know, going to wakes and a funeral and all that stuff. And in the process, getting reacquainted with that side of the family on top of it, including my father, who I've only seen 3 times in my life. So, which is a story in itself, which that's not what I'm going to get into. But either way, that was the first week. And then last week was just a continuation of it. I just wasn't in it. Or last week being this week, actually, technically. I just wasn't into it. And then, you know what? I got to thank everybody out there because I know Sid got hit up with crazy emails.
You don't even know the half of it.
I got hit up with emails, too. I got hit up with a couple of emails. I was kind of surprised. Like, we have 1 or 2 faithful listeners that I expected. But then I got, another 2 or 3 that were coming out of the woodwork both last week and this week saying what happened. Like, they were looking. And the motherfuckers don't even listen to the live show. They were just, like, they were looking for the podcast, you know, for it saved. And they were like, what happened? And I'm like, it's on me. I just was not there. I wasn't into it. I had nothing prepped. We don't have nothing prepped tonight, people. But,
I just got a ton of email from overseas, just what's with this, the specials and yada, yada, yada. And I just didn't really want to explain. So, because it was just too much. It was just too much to respond to.
Yeah. So,
and plus the next 2 weeks are going to be the same way.
Yeah. Because of the holiday. So this is why this is going to be our holiday show. Cause we'll probably, we may do one before New Year's, but,
yay.
But this is really more like a holiday episode just to hold everybody off. But I do got to give props to everybody because the reason why we're doing this Friday night show is, frankly, you know what? I kind of said, you know what? I got to get back on the horse. I do have fun doing this show, even if we have nothing to talk about. And you know what? I think the last show was our most downloaded show ever. And
we didn't even talk about that much.
We did.
I think about the topics at least.
But the numbers jumped significantly. I'm going to see the alcohol's hitting, folks. The number has jumped significantly. I'm going to do my Harry Carey through this. Fuck it. The numbers jumped significantly. Jorge Posada is being in the head with the tip of the bat. And I decided to jump on the air, you know, and do a show. I told Sid, let's do the show. Let's do a Friday show. So anybody who's hanging out, getting drunk on a Friday night, they can listen live. Messina dies, breaks his elbow. And we decided to do the show because also we had so many people that missed it. So we said, let's strike while the iron's hot. Round in third, about to score, crashes with the catcher. And Here we are, folks, celebrating Christmas with you.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, he is that drunk. No, he's got juice. Anyway, yeah, so that's pretty much, well, that's pretty much the reason why you haven't been on. Yeah,
everybody who got on our asses kind of helped motivate me to push harder to get back into doing it. You know what I mean? I probably was gonna procrastinate till the new year, but you know what? A lot of people are getting into the show, enough that warrants me saying, you know what? Fuck it, man. Why not? Even if
we
try.
We have, without saying that, we're not giving it all out. We do have something for the new year, though. We do have a big surprise for the new year, and we might have a Christmas gift along the way too.
Yeah, we might. We're really playing it by ear, so.
Yeah. But I'm just. We might have. I could definitely guarantee that there is somewhat of a surprise coming on the new year. A little bit after. I can't really say. I can't really get into too much detail. It sucks, but it's gonna happen.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I will share two personal stories about. Out of the negative, there were two things that really happened, man, that stood out in my mind.
They gave your girl the dick in the box.
No, I didn't give my girl the... Well, it depends on your definition of a box. I mean...
I don't think so, Tim.
One of the things was I raced down to Brooklyn in the ice storm that we had last week. Literally in the morning, right, and made the funeral procession while my uncle was talking me through the streets of East New York. While he was at the tail end of the procession, I managed to touch down in Cypress Hills just as they had started the procession. And this is technically my second time driving down there by myself. So I can navigate the city on a train and on a bus. Driving it, I am still learning, folks. So here I am on a cell phone in an ice storm on a busy Thursday morning with my uncle on the phone literally talking me through the streets. It was a human Pac-Man game. It was, or for those that are updated, I was literally playing vehicular Call of Duty. Okay?
Okay.
And I literally caught up with the procession. After making all kinds of turns, blowing all kinds of lights, almost knocking down all kinds of peoples, all in East New York, almost getting shot. It was crazy. Niggas is crazy.
You were close by my house. Well, not really close, but you were around where I'm stationed out of, at least.
So, I mean, I navigated it, but I just thought it was funny. I mean, the story's longer, but, you know, we got a lot more show to get to, so I'm like. And I do have to say, there was one, and I hope I don't get shit for this one from my family. Even though I say this with love because it was acknowledged in the church. I made it for Mass, right, and I'm chilling at the – well, I can't say chilling. I'm mourning in the Mass with the family. And I even wound up being – what is it, a pallbearer, someone who carries the casket?
Yep.
Literally, I touched down at the last minute. And as soon as we reached the church, they were like, "You're helping to carry the casket." I was like, "What?" You know. So, it was definitely a lot to take in. You know, and more on top of what was already happening. You know what I mean? Like, I had a lot more responsibilities, or at least it felt that way in my head. It was like, because this is all shit I've never done before.
Okay.
And I mean, and by no means I didn't have a problem doing it because this is my grandmother. But it was just a lot. You know what I mean? It was just something that kind of threw me off. Like, I kind of almost felt like unworthy of it. You know what I'm saying?
Like, hey, the big guy's here. Let's go. You know?
Yeah.
Did it sound like it? Like, basically what they did?
They were just like, come on, you're going to help us carry the casket. I was like, you, right here. I was like, all right. You know,
I guess.
I was like, all right, I'm the biggest dude on that side of the family because, you know, the average size of a Puerto Rican family is 5'2", you know, big people, you know, big world little people, whatever the fuck that show is.
Wow. Yeah, I'll give you credit for even knowing the show.
One of the crazy – and then we're in the church and they do the whole Mass. And then they get to the body of Christ, body of Christ, blood of Christ, where they give you the bread. The body of Christ, right? And you're supposed to, you know, you take it in your hand, or in some cases, you put it in your mouth. We'll save all, you know, we'll save all sex addict priest jokes for later.
Oh, damn it.
But they broke, but you know, I forget now, I've been to, I went to parochial schools, man, and you know, my word. I'm trying to remember. I think the rules are you're supposed to have made communion and all this. You're supposed to have done what you're supposed to do in order to be entitled to grab the bread. Or you're supposed to, what is it? You're supposed to this shows you I've been drinking. I can't think of it, and I'm hazy. The fucking confession.
Yes.
Supposed to make confession.
Yes.
Well,
you've done either.
No.
You're living in sin anyway. You're done.
Oh, you're
done.
Damn straight. I'm living in sin and loving it.
That's insane. You're done. You can't even go up there. If you tried, you might, like, take one step and then lightning
strike. I'll be at St. Peter like, oh, come on, man.
Seriously? Right. I'm surprised you didn't take one step and spontaneously combust into flame.
No, wait. You don't know the half. This was the one truly surreal and humorous moment out of this in the church. So all of our family sitting on one side of the church, on one side, right up the aisle. On the other side of the aisle is people, friends of the pastor that are accompanying, you know, also saying prayers, and friends, non-family, okay?
Okay.
There was a handful of them. And then there's all the blood relatives are on the other side. They
kept
doing the body of Christ. They motion, you know, for anybody who wants to come up, right? For anybody who's going to come up and take the body of Christ. Everybody that was sitting on the other side got up and accepted the body of Christ.
And your side did nothing.
My side looked at each other like, you going up? I ain't going up. It was a surreal moment where my aunt turned around and said, we are all that bad, aren't we? Like, literally, it was one of those moments where you saw, not all of us, but there was a handful of us, especially the younger ones, like especially like anybody who was like underneath the age of 35, you know what I mean? Like me and my cousins particularly, you saw like shoulders shake and stomach shake and heads go down like we are horrible.
Yeah, I see that happen at a wedding. That's not good. Yeah, that wasn't good.
Not a single blood relative went up to accept the body of Christ. None of us.
Nice.
So that was.
At least you haven't scared. At least you're not on fire. At least you're not healing up some burns. That's good.
Yeah.
So
that was. I mean, there was like one or two other little things in there, you know, that I could go off on, and I'm kind of hazy right now because definitely the alcohol is
excellent.
Yeah, that's perfect. Alcohol is excellent. Yes.
Yes. You are just getting warm and fuzzy inside. I think I might have our slave / producer make us some hot cocoa. He's in a different spot. But
Also big up to all my people surviving the storm and shoveling and all that shit. Yo.
Welcome.
That's what I'm saying, man. They probably all just came inside right now to catch a break with all this goddamn snow. Because for those that don't know, Chicago, my people in Chicago know about this because they got smacked with the snow.
They got hammered, man.
People that we know that listen to the show in PA felt this. You know what I mean? Like the whole East Coast and the upper Midwest, the Northwest. People that don't know Vegas got slammed with 3 inches of snow the other day.
Yeah, but that's a different thing, man, because it's going to melt in like a day or two.
Yes, but the fact of the matter is they got smacked with 3 inches of snow on the street.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? That's not a usual occurrence. Yeah, we're all going to hell, folks. And yep, I didn't take the body of Christ, and y'all are coming with me. Because
they were thinking the same thing. I'm not even looking at the chat room right now.
And it's a lot of snow out there. That's all I can say. I don't know how many fucking inches. I know by my way, like Central City. So I know you guys got smacked, but there was a changeover.
Yeah, it's about 2 to 5 inches here.
We got smacked with snow. There was no changeover. So I got like about 6 inches. I got about half a foot out there.
I can only imagine like places where I've been to in New York.
Yeah,
well,
that's right. My man has went to college further upstate than I live at. So.
I can only imagine those people and the people by the border. Oh, my God. Forget
Speaking of borders, man, yo, I can't front, though. I got to give it up to my homeboy Pedro, man. I picked him up over at Home Depot. I threw my man a 20 spot. My man's been walking around my house for the last 6 hours shaking a canister of Morton salt. That man is just committed.
Are you serious? I really hope you're not serious. 6 hours, dude?
you're worried about the 6 hours. Here I am saying I went to Home Depot. He's walking around the building shaking a bottle of salt. Not even a rock salt. He's walking around shaking Morton salt, man. Just like,
listen, I know we're screwed up and we're going to hell anyway. That's just the fact of the matter. It's degree of hell.
Well, yo, I had my boy Warren, who's Polish, do it, but he was sprinkling Domino's sugar, so it wasn't working the same. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, boy. We're going to hell. We are going to hell. This is this show. Basically what happened was, you know what, I got a Home Depot here too, so don't feel bad. I might take a swing by. I need to pick up some rock salt. Although I got 2 inches. Not even. Actually, yeah, maybe 2 inches. You can move your car out, put it like that.
Forget it, man. You don't even want to know. It took me 2 hours to get home from a job that's a half an hour away, so you don't even want to know.
What about the kids? They got
the kids
all right.
Straight, man. The kids were straight. No school, man. They had no school up here.
They got off lucky.
They had no school whatsoever. They were straight. Are you kidding me? They were straight. When I came home, all they wanted to do was go outside and play. I'm like, ha, go. And don't even get me started, man. I actually had to scold my kids the other day, man, on some shit that I got to. You know what? Before we get into it, I said it's gonna be. Let's get into the spirit, because you know what? I do have lined up some BNN news reports. All right. Even if my man can't read the papers because he's using and rocking beer goggles. I'm slurring, damn it. I'm hearing that we can't bank on it, but we may have a guest call in.
Okay.
They may not call in, but we may have a guest call in.
All right.
And I know two people who said they may call in, but I don't want to say nothing in case they call in. On top of it, fuck, I'm losing my train of thought. Oh, and I got to air out. It's Christmas. I got to get my Santa Claus on in a segment I call the Ho Ho Hoes. Someone is catching it.
Actually, you know what? I think I might add another one on it. I think I might add, I might take a shot.
What?
The person deserves it. Yeah, the Ho Ho Hoes.
On the Ho Ho Hoes.
Oh, yeah. Somebody definitely deserves a shot. Actually, there's a couple people I know that deserve shots at it.
I'm telling you. Oh, you don't. You know what? That's going to be a new segment. It's not going to happen too frequently, but every now and then, you're going to hear this. And we are going to get into the Ho 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 segment.
It's not going to get me popular. Let's put it like that.
Oh,
I'm not going to be the most popular person.
I'm risking popping off some drama with what I got to say.
Oh,
right.
But save it. Deuce.
Yeah, but whatchamacallit.
Thanks.
But you know what? It's Christmas. Let's get to the Christmas spirit, all right?
Okay.
We're going to get to the – you know what, Sid, you call it? We got some funny Christmas things for the folks out there.
Dominic the Donkey?
No, we don't got Dominic the Donkey, man.
Damn. That's a favorite.
We don't got Dominic the Donkey, man, unless we're talking about our friend Big George, but that's a different donkey all entirely.
Let me gamble.
We could go, yo, man. We got some comedy joints. We got some hip hop joints. Which way should we fly it, man?
Let's go for the comedy because we're gonna give you real serious later.
Yes,
we got real serious before talking about stuff, so might as well lighten
up. You know what, man? Let's kick it off. We got an hour. We're already half an hour in because we were just bullshitting for that first half an hour. Everybody who's listening in, thank you. I love y'all. I'm feeling warm in my stomach, but that's not from y'all motherfuckers. That's from my friend Kahlua and that bat motherfucker from Puerto Rico. What do you call it?
1-800-223-979.
I was about to get the number, but that ain't the number. The number, if anybody wants to call in and add anything or say what's up or say Merry Christmas to me or want to give Sid. Yo, Sid's been chilling underneath the mistletoe.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Waiting for the
nonstop, man.
You know what I'm saying? Sid's a pimp. You don't understand women. Sid will show you some love. He's brown and bubbly. Think about that. Brown and bubbly. Let that marinate on your brain. All right. DJ Sid.
Yeah.
Area, among other things.
I'm up somewhere else. I'll tell you that much.
Here, for all my white fellas, roll up to your wife today and say you want to get up all up in them guts. That'll make her feel right. All right. Anyway, man.
points, extra real cool points if they know what line that song is from. But don't blurt it out yet. I know you're so drunk, you're going to blur it off the joint. So I'm stopping you before it actually happens. Stop. Just stop. And if we get that on the email, maybe we'll give out a Christmas gift for him.
But, I'm drinking my Christmas gift right now. All right,
let's get into the joint, man.
Right. Some of those that didn't hear it, this came out last year, man. Dennis Leary, one of my favorites. Well, not one of my favorite. At one point, definitely has one of my favorite stand-up albums of all time.
Oh, No Cure for Cancer.
Yeah, so he came out with a Christmas album last year. And he had a couple songs, had a couple of bits, comedy bits, Christmas-themed bits. But here's a song. It's called Merry Effin' Christmas. Enjoy.
Old St. Nick's got bourbon breath. It's so cold you could catch your death. A cop sold me some crystal meth. It's a merry fucking Christmas. Everything's so Christmassy. The streets are twinkling with frozen pee. My priest just sat on Santa's knee. It's a merry fucking Christmas. All the kids go to bed each night to dream what Santa brings them. Unless they're Jewish or Muslim or some other chip religion. Crappy toys flying off the shelves. Midgets dressed up to look like elves. Spread good cheer or burn in hell. It's a merry fucking Christmas. Kids go to bed each night to dream what Santa brings them. Unless they're Jewish or Muslim or some other chip religion. Crackling fires to keep me warm.
And my collection of Asian porn.
Cradle my bells and work my horn. It's a keep on trucking. Last year sucking, midget chucking, slap the pucket. How much wood could a woodchuck chuck in Merry fucking Christmas?
Shut up.
All right, we're back, everybody. I think Sid had to go take a shit because we got an hour and a half. I don't know. So right now we're back in the air. If he chimes in, people don't get scared. It's only a Muslim. yes, I'm picking at him until he gets back on the air. But, yeah. So, again, thank you, everybody, for listening. The phone number is 914-803-4124 if you want to call in and add in anything. What you just heard was Dennis Leary, Merry Fucking Christmas. He does have a Christmas album that came out last year. There's a couple other songs on there with the same band that he did the song Asshole with, and that was one of them. So that was the one of a couple of songs that we may play tonight. Who knows? Who gives a fuck? Yeah. But one of the things I was going to talk about was the ho-ho-ho segment. And I don't want to tread too much on this bullshit. And you know what? Maybe I should even wait for Sid to get back to do this. And I think I might wait for Sid to get back and to do this. But you know what? I think because I said it's going to be a musical show. And we are going to talk about some goddamn putas. Some whores. Some true ho-ho-hos. So until we get to those hoes, I'm going to hit off all my hip-hop people. Camp Lo. If y'all don't know, Camp Lo is a group where Jay-Z's first album, a lot of the beats he got were from Camp Lo at the time. Camp Lo was going to use them same beats that were on Reasonable Doubt, all right, for those that don't know. Well, Camp Lo is now just called Lo, The Lo. Either way, they're still around. I didn't even know about this. Video Music Box. The hosted by Ralph McDaniels, the same show that me and Sid always pimp on this show. They've been pimping the hell out of a video they got on there called Lumdy. The song is hot. It has an old school sample. When I say old school, we're talking 50s, 60s. All right. So here is a song that maybe both sides of the fence can appreciate. All right. Until Sid gets back on the air and we can really air out some people. So here we go. It's Camp, the group formerly known as Camp Lo. Now that it's called The Lo. And the song's called Lumdy. Wait till you hear the sample in this bass.
Loa! I call her my lumsy cause she get me fly. I call her my lumsy cause she diamond high. I call her my lumsy cause she caught my eye. I call her my lumsy, lumsy, lumsy la.
Betty,
Betty. Betty Moore, Betty. Betty, Betty, Betty Moore, Parkade, walkways, bungalows of Baton Rouge, Latin quarter water on a Staten City cruise, we toastin', Wilson debonair, slippery from wet fish necks in the air, expensive, cigar smokers in the room, rocks in the bow tie, then we sippin' my tie, I lumsy, 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 that glare in your eye is making me wonder,
the tips on bang, she call me John Wayne, I do it like Tango, hoping Lucas won't bang, now Mustang Sally, my Bally's is in the freezer, I easily smoke tomorrow's day every time, a reminder, I'm diamond design rhymer, all gigs of memory, hickory on smoke, on a smoky rug, robbing him, the crook shall begin in Shanghai, express go to high,
I call her my lumsy cause she get me fly, I call her my lumsy cause she diamond high, I call her my lumsy cause she caught my eye, I call her my lumsy, lumsy, lumsy la.
Alright, everybody.
Betty, Betty. Betty Moore, Betty.
Alright, now here we go.
Betty, Betty. Betty Moore, Betty. Finally, 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 we are now here. Double B silicone falling out of your brassiere. This is that, Johnny Brasco on four walk. Bring the gas fresh, hit the boogie flats and slide talk. Crack the sidewalk with your Amazon lean. Manolo's on the hills with the leopard lace string. Me, myself, and I keep the nickel blicky. Dazzle in the stress, so we drizzle and drizzy.
Follow, get the game, get the money. Gestapo, stop the bank, star sunning. Time to Stargate, Broadway, race out the runway. Tuxedo on runway, East A. Laurent is the Bronx Black Caesar. All deep and eager to please me either way, but either way I'm good on a getaway. Fade away, shot straight, catch. I'm Jabbar hooking four hookers, love to dig the dad.
I call her my lumsy cause she get me fly. I call her my lumsy cause she diamond high. I call her my lumsy cause she caught my eye. I call her my lumsy, lumsy, lumsy la.
Lumsy,
Betty, Betty. Betty Moore, Betty.
Alright, now here we go.
Betty, Betty. Betty Moore, Betty.
Lumdy, Lumdy. It must mean money. And if it ain't money, then it got to be Chini. And if it ain't Chini, then it got to be Bucks. And if it ain't Bucks, then it gotta be cash. Lumdy, Lumdy. It must mean money. And if it ain't money, then it got to be Chini. And if it ain't Chini, then it got to be Bucks. And if it ain't Bucks, then it gotta be cash.
I call her my Lumsy cause she get me fly. I call her my Lumsy cause she diamond high. I call her my Lumsy cause she caught my eye. I call her my Lumsy, Lumsy, Lumsy la. Betty, Betty. Betty Moore, Betty. Betty, Betty. Betty Moore, Betty.
I'm back. I'm back. Don't mind me. Don't mind me.
Man.
That was not bad. That wasn't even Deuce. That was me. I'm just feeling festive, y'all. That's it.
I was going to just start ripping Deuce a new one, and then you just bailed him out.
Oh, no. That's terrible.
Well,
this kid gets off so easy sometimes.
It'd be all right. It'd be all right. All right. So we went into another song, only because I started talking, and you were I think taking a dump or something, or tormenting a girl you have gagged in the basement.
I had to feed her her bowl of water.
You know, hey man, big up to Juan also. He just came through, grabbed another thing of salt. You know, he's taking over for Pedro. They're just circling the building, just sprinkling salt. He was going to use some adobo, but I was like, nah, man. Don't use that adobo.
Sin pimenta. With pepper or without pepper. It comes in two different flavors, people. So that's
it. All right, man. So moving forward into a...
to get into it now. Okay.
Oh, why not, man, before I forget what I'm going to say.
Yeah,
it's the ho 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 segment.
What are you calling out?
Who am I calling? Well, all right. For the sake
damn,
of
that was rough.
For the sake, well, I know for a fact we don't have the instrumental, so it's gonna kick into the song.
Oh.
All right, and I'll probably start singing with it. And I don't even know all the lyrics, but
Oh, that's too easy. That's an easy one.
Even though I can't front, man, here's something for people to look up. The song that I've been feeling, and I don't know why lately, is AMG, Bitch Better Have My Money. I don't know why. Don't ask me why. And if you don't know the song, go look it up, and then you'll be like, what the fuck?
That's a pretty weird pick. But yeah, all right, so who are you calling out?
I'm not going to name names out of respect.
All right, damn it, I was going to do it, and then you...
But I will... I will say it is a family member of mine.
Oh,
but not by blood.
Okay, cool.
It is someone who seems to talk a ton of shit, and if this gets back to them, they'll know exactly who they are, but I'm not going to call them out by name. I'm going to say I have never met in my life a Spanish woman who has at least 3 children from 3 different men in less than 9 years, I believe, of different hues, different colored hues. We're talking about, it's almost like a Starbucks. You can have it like mocha latte, French vanilla, caramel deluxe, you know.
So where her kids are even questioning themselves, like, you can't possibly be my brother.
And... yeah, almost. And I've never met a woman who could find a perfect balance between ghetto and white trash. And this is a person who I'm going to call out and say they're a hoe. I'm just going to call them out. I got nowhere to go with this. It's just something venting because I'm tired of stank-ass bitches thinking they know everything. Proclaiming I ain't no hoe when they're completely ignorant to the situations that they've created for themselves. And this particular hoe, this particular hoe completely continues to attack members of my personal immediate family with false truths and spread rumors. And any time I ask these people, well, where did you hear that from? It all goes back to the same motherfucking, the same hope, same. I have never
felt. And she denies if you brought it up to her.
Oh no, she doesn't deny it. She doesn't. Oh. She proclaims she's heard it all around.
Oh.
She proclaims she's heard it all around.
Yeah.
So, I just wanted to give a big shout-out, as well as a big F-U, to this particular family member who doesn't know how to keep themselves in check.
Nice.
And apparently has a lot more things open than her legs.
Oh, man.
All right. And they can front all they want. They're not deserving of the benefit card that they currently hold.
Wow.
I hope the big mama type of woman that usually occupies one of these offices, at least there's always one of them, you know, that one of them honey child women, them big ass women, just snatches her shit up and cuts that bitch in front of her like it's a bad credit card.
Man, you would just...
No. I'm holding back, Justin, but I'm holding back.
I can only imagine what you're going to tell me when we go right off the air.
Oh, like I said, man, and the worst part is this woman really has... I'll give a perfect example, man. A couple days ago, all right, this doesn't have to do with her, but it relates to her.
Okay.
All right? And there's a video on the net, man. I wish I could give everybody the link. Can't find it right now, all right? Somebody put me onto a video where it was an adult video, but it was an amateur video. It was, somebody in their own house with a camcorder.
Okay.
What happens is you hear a Spanish woman. This is in some project. You hear a Spanish woman saying, talking to a child off camera, right? And you hear the kid, you know, you hear a little kid, like, just learning how to talk, so doesn't know a lot of words, that, you know, very youthful kid, maybe 3 years old, 2 years old. two, three, four, maybe the most, right? Okay. And then you see the kid a couple times kind of wander into the frame because this woman's still setting up the camera on the tripod, right? And the kid, you know, basically like a true little child, you know, it's Pampers and a shirt. You know what I'm saying? Like a onesie.
Okay.
Kid wanders at the camera, and then you hear her like, no, mommy's got to do this. No, mommy's got to do this, Poppy. You know, like, okay, whatever. I've heard this before. This woman walks into frame. This woman, I swear to God, there's a true video. This woman walks into frame, and she's completely naked. All right. Buck-ass naked. No socks, nothing. And she's telling her this little child who's in the room with her, saying, no, wait, mommy has to do this. Mommy's got to do this. Hold on, let mommy do this. Then she manages to get into full frame. Like, she walks all the way, like the camera's set far away. So she manages to get almost her whole body in the frame. She turns her ass towards the camera, and she starts doing a booty shake and an ass clap while this child of hers is in the room.
Is she at least hot?
Yeah, I keep drinking. But either way, how this relates to the hoe I'm talking about?
Yeah, I was just trying to get there.
This woman, the woman that I saw in this video, this bitch that I'm airing out without calling her out by her name, could be, not technically, but. If this woman would ever have a video pop up on the net that's similar to this,
you wouldn't be surprised.
It wouldn't surprise me in the least. The bitch could get two nickels and a hiccup. Fuck you, cunt.
Whoa. Use the C word like it's your job right now.
Give me a blast off. That's right.
Come on, dude.
Good.
Shit, Negro. That's all you had to say.
Man, you know how much email I'm going to get on that one.
I'm sorry, everybody. Had to get it.
No.
I could have really went in on this woman, but you know what? At the last minute, out of respect, I chilled.
It could always get censored out. So. On the syndicated version. I can't really say about the live version. But.
I know. Do you want to air anybody out? Do we want to keep moving forward?
Oh, no. Well, you know what? You've been taking for 10 years, so you won't feel my pain about this. I'm not really gonna get in. Well, you know what? I should do it more on a public forum. Not that this isn't, this isn't public this.
Yeah.
But, you know what? I don't think she's gonna listen to it and know that I'm talking about her.
All right.
Oh, so it makes no sense for me that, you know. In a nutshell, here's what happened. She's a divorcee from. The religion I'm in. She's a mulatto too. How about that? How's that work out for you? But she is Tunisian and Puerto Rican.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a weird mix.
Alright.
Started talking to her. Everything was good.
Don't front. You met her at a Krusty Bread. Don't front.
No, not even close, dude. For real. She was
making the cocoa bread, and you just winked at her.
No. She works for a network. She works for a cable network.
That's a day job.
That is her day job. And she's from Jersey. I think that would have been the first. I think that's the first problem right there.
Don't lie, nigga. She be lotioning up ashy feet as her night job. No, I'm playing. Go ahead.
Anyway, she's a bad alcoholic. Well, I don't want to say bad alcoholic. She's not that bad, but she's trying to give me this.
Beer.
Yeah.
Thank you, dude.
She's giving me this holier-than-thou speech about stuff that I do. So, and she's the one that's divorced. And then. It's not as hoish as your girl is. It's not in that aspect, but it's the same lines that she kind of. I was supposed to meet up with the girl somewhere. I couldn't do it. I got caught up in an appointment. I don't really want to say what the appointment was, but I got caught up in it.
All
right. So I wrote her a text about it. And I'm like, listen, I can't make it, and I'm just like, give me a call. So she didn't call me for 2 days. So I kind of figured, you know, she got busy, you know, stuff like that. So I called her, and then she said I did something and it turned her off and whatnot, that I didn't get to meet up with her. She said I was too afraid to meet up with her, but I'm like, bitch, I'm not the one that's married. I was married. I'm not the one that beat you. Yeah, I said it.
All right, so basically, okay, I got it. She's putting that guilt on you.
About what her ex-man did. All right,
so she's giving you grief, but she's not necessarily a hoe. She's just being a bitch.
You know what? Honestly, I can't even tell you, because she take. You got to see the profile to on Facebook, so to draw your own conclusions. Yeah. She's in, like, group shots with people. Just random.
Wow.
Yeah. It's like group shots. Like, damn, I didn't think you were thinking about that.
Wow, that's the thing.
All right. Listen, there's a lot. I don't think it's getting. That's the thing. Your person's easy to get back to. Mine isn't so easy. And just because I'm not screwing around with divorcees from True TV anymore. I'm not doing it.
Yeah. Oh, wow, man.
That work at Creative Services. I know my fault. I can be the first one to tell you my fault. Yeah, I can tell you my fault's no problem. I'll be the first one to tell you. But,
oh, wow, that's sick.
Yeah, divorcees that work at True TV, the formerly Court TV, Creative Services, those people I can't stand. Yeah. I could throw another person on the bus too, but we don't have time. Maybe I'll write it in a blog somewhere.
I will tell you also another thing I wanted to bring up before we go off on anything else, man.
Oh, yeah.
This happened to me. You know what? Ain't no secret. I said I'm a dad. I'm a dad of, as of this week, a new, I don't know why this one's sitting with me heavy in a good and bad way.
Okay.
I am officially the stepfather of a 14-year-old daughter, right? And that's kind of playing on me heavy. Like, God damn. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like.
Well, you should go to college.
No shit. And I'm like, but my train of thought is also, it's fucked up because I still think like a kid. So part of me, like 14, 15, 16 years old still feels like fresh memories to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
I don't feel age. So keeping that in mind, I got kids, you know, and the 14-year-old as well. This doesn't have anything to do particularly with the 14-year-old, but I just thought I'd bring that up. It's just one of those things that, you know, kind of mind fucks you once you're in it. You know what I mean? It'll pass. It'll definitely pass. But it mind fucks with you when you get to that stage. You're like, wow, you know. Believe me, when everybody, for those that don't have kids, your head will be fucked with when you have a kid. Then your head will be fucked with once the kid starts talking and calling you like mom or dad. And then it fucks with you again when the responsibilities start piling up. Like when it really, really hits you like around 8 or 9. And then once they start becoming teenagers, then that's when you're like, oh, shit. Like, you really, they're like the second coming. It's like birth all over again. And or at least for me it is. So either way, one of the things, I know, said you're going to go off on this one.
Oh.
So
tell
let's
them niggas
do
why
it
you mad,
right.
Sir. Tell them niggas why you mad, sir. Tell them why you mad, sir. Word up. Tell them why you mad, sir.
Oh, I missed that. What the fuck is wrong right now currently with this generation?
Yeah.
But our generation created leech speak. Our generation created the shorthand texting format that's used in texting because we created it with IMs. And I'm talking about, for those that don't know what I'm talking about, LOL.
LMAO.
LMAO, BRB, BTW. Our generation, give or take a few years, created that. Because our generation is the generation that really took advantage of computers and was really exposed to it. And really, we were the first generation to really have it part of our lives. And with that, that dialect started. But we never once, like during our generation, it wasn't paid. We had pagers. So we didn't go around going to our girlfriend saying, hey, sweetie, 143.
No, we didn't say it. We typed it.
We typed it, but when you saw them, were you ever propelled to go, hey, sweetie, 143?
No, never.
Hey, Bob, you're at 3704559. Or right. 6, whatever it is. I forgot. It spells asshole in case you guys haven't figured it out. Yeah. And whatchamacallit? Yo, man, my daughters every now and then will come through and slip up and be like, oh, you know, like they'll do something dumb, and then I'll hear JK, and I'm like, that shit, everything stops in my house.
The needle gets off the record.
You damn, man, what is wrong with this generation? Oh, thank you. What is wrong with these kids.
Do they really use that in the vernacular? I'm sorry. In
yeah,
their everyday language.
I mean, what's wrong with these kids? These kids that I have going to each other, LOL. BRB. JK.
Just speaking it. They're not typing.
My old cousin, who was a little bit older than my oldest daughter, told me. TTYL.
Oh.
TTYL.
No.
Say it ain't so, Joe. There you'll go again.
Yes, it is part of the vernacular. It's becoming part of the vernacular. Like, there was a commercial out a couple months ago, which I know you saw. It was a phone commercial.
Oh, with the girl.
Yeah. That shit, not to that extent, obviously, but that shit has happened.
No, you know what? Honestly, you got to get the kids out of this. You have to. You got to give them a book or something. Make them expand the vernacular. Give them a book. Give them a picture book if it makes you.
I mean, maybe it's the age. Maybe it's where.
No, because when we were that age, we didn't do it either. You know.
Yeah, because it was one of those things, man. We used the shorthand to make it easier because we were doing it in the certain context.
Right. You really didn't want to type that long when you had IM to do it, or even when you had a pager. I had an old Motorola.
You did that quick because. Because the truth of the matter is, in IMs, you had to be quick. With IMing, still, you know, you try to be quick. You try to keep everything quick.
Right.
Quick sentences. Even if you have a long story, you feed it in sentences, in quick sentences. You don't feed it in a paragraph.
We didn't walk, honestly, you grew up, and I mean, you grew up in Coney Island.
Yeah.
I grew up downtown, you know, Brooklyn and Red Hook and here in Queens. Now, think about stepping outside and saying that crap to your boys.
Exactly.
You get ass kicked. You get your ass kicked.
And that's what I'm saying. And now I've realized it's becoming part of the vernacular. And the worst part is all the kids know, like, it's silly, but they continue to do it. And I'm like, wait a minute. You mean y'all fools are taking something my generation created and really applying it instead of using words?
Well, we can all say that about hip-hop, too.
But the thing is, like, I can understand slang. Slang is just a different, it's youthful expression. Every generation has had slang.
Yeah, right.
It's still words. A lot of times, it's words that traditionally mean something else, and they had a spin put on it, so it became another thing. Perfect example is the word bad. Depending on the context that it's used, bad
not
can
bad.
Either mean bad good, or it can mean that it's just bad in a bad, you know, in a negative way. It's not good. It depends on how you use it. The same thing is, like, even a dirty word, like shit. There's a double context to it. You know what I mean? Like, that boy is the shit. You know it's not a bad thing. It means, like, wow, that dude's really good, dope, fresh, fly, all that in a bag of chips. Whatever you want to apply. But then again, you can also say, man, he is, like, wrestlers use it in a different context. They'll say, that boy is the shit. Meaning
he sucks.
He completely sucks.
Right.
You know? And so it's one of those things, but it's still words. We're still using words.
Give them a book. Give them
Man, they all read. It's not even like they all are readers, man. What kills me is, like, I even had to air them out like this. I was like, use your words. Use your words. Then it hit me 5 minutes after I said that. I was like, what other group do you tell to? What other group do adults speak to where they say, use your words?
Oh.
Now, wait a minute. There is an answer to that. So if everybody stops and thinks, if everybody stops for 1 second and thinks about that, you'll come up with your own answer. Use your words. Figure it out. Don't worry. I'll wait.
Are you still giving them time?
Yeah, I'm giving them time, even though I know I'm not going to get an answer.
I was about to say, why are you giving them time for an answer that you're not going to get? Unless they want to call in at 1-800-223-9797.
You know, that's probably where all our phone calls are going. one of our guests is talking to Flex right now. Flex is like, what the hell?
Yeah, you're on the countdown. Yeah, boy, I like to spike drinks for illegitimate kids I don't have. I'm sorry. Is that airing out Flex like that? I shouldn't.
I shouldn't be doing it. Hey, it could be worse. You could be hanging around my neck of the woods. handing out a piece of candy and having had a piece of candy in 9 months, maybe having a child that has other siblings of different colors. Oops, I'm sorry. Am I referencing something I talked about? Anyway.
Man, you are ruthless on this person. Thanks, Deuce. I got to thank him anyway. You know what? For as much as he abused the kid, he deserves some thanks anyway. So, I got to pray. You got to toss the kid like a dog biscuit every once in a while.
A dog biscuit? Bacon!
Yeah, my good boy. Good boy. He's a bloody dog biscuit. He's an idiot.
All right.
I can only imagine what the voiceovers you have to do for this weekend and the specials and stuff. Just to give them a reminder, the audience, the next 2 weeks we'll have specials on the syndicated version.
Yeah.
We might have a best of 2008.
On the blog talk thing, if you download a disc, don't expect to see anything. On the syndicated versions, which are at conglomerate.podomatic.com, that Sid's joint, and the other one is Mevo, right? Mevo.
Yeah.
M-E-V-I-E. No, I can't spell right now, man.
Just tell them to check the goddamn local listing so they can find it. Because obviously, it's on demand, too. So, and for me to get into how to get that in Asia is ridiculous. So I'd have to speak very slow.
All right. Never mind.
So we'll just leave it like that. And plus, we got the New Year surprise and that I'm keeping tight wraps on.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. You go.
Are you getting real festive about this?
Wow. Dude, Deuce is getting festive on us. Damn, nigga, I know it's snowing. Shit. Like, six. Motherfucker, I lost a midget out of this bitch.
I lost it. Taco, I just thought about Home Depot.
poor Taco. Manuel, Juan, they out there. When poor dudes are out there. And Chocolate, boy, they're working it. They're out there. It's sandals.
6 hours rotating in your house. Like, so yours, it's your turn.
Stay out there in high waters in sandals and a little thing of salt, man. Not even rock salt. They're out there in table salt, just spreading it around, man.
Man, table salt would be awesome right now. If I could take some of that and melt it, and like just toss it, I would right now.
Yo, man, you know what? I gotta get past this Christmas stuff, man. Well, no, we're not gonna get back. You know what? Let's go into another Christmas thing. Should we go the hip-hop route, or should we go into the little festive, funny route?
No, go to you can put the hip-hop on. That's fine.
All right. You know what? I haven't even heard this thoroughly, so this will be a first, man. Ghostface Killer out of the Wu-Tang, a personal favorite of ours, because we've played a lot of his stuff on here.
Man, if you told me that 10 years ago, I'd tell you you're out of your mind.
They don't even know what I'm getting to. Ghostface came out with a greatest hits album called Drake Ghostini. I'm probably saying that wrong, but
no, Ghostini's right.
Yeah, basically it has a couple of his best of, a couple of remixes that only if you're like a savvy downloader you came across or you picked up mixtapes. But there was like one or two new songs on there. One of them is a Christmas song. It's called Ghostface Xmas. All right, so we're gonna play this right now. I don't know where he goes with it, but fuck it. Enjoy it. You know, whether it's good or bad, it's Christmas, man. It's either that or I play Snoop's Christmas, and I ain't playing Snoop's Christmas songs. Dumb shit is ridiculous. So.
Yeah, don't even see the videos for him either. Have you ever seen a video for one of those Christmas
songs? Yes, I saw when he's chilling in the sled with Santa. It's Snoop was in a sled with Santa in a video. Go YouTube it if you doubt us.
He didn't have a 40. He didn't have a 40 on him. No Dr. Dre riding with him either. It was just him and Santa, straight up.
It was the beginning of the downfall of Snoop. It was the beginning of the commercialization of Snoop. So, if you want to say jump the shark, there you go, my friends.
That's it.
Anyway, let's get into this. It's called Ghostface Xmas. It's off of his new album. All right, we have not. I don't know if Sid's heard it. I've only heard a very small snippet, not enough to really know it. So, this will be a first. All right, you listening to the bodega, nigga.
Oh, fuck.
Holy Jesus. I gotta drop all these toys off. Mrs. Claus! Mrs. Claus, bring me my robe and my slippers!
I've gotta go.
Yellow pine trees in the air, sleigh bells are ringing. Toy stores are out of control and kids singing. That night before Christmas, dashing through the snow. Rudolph the reindeer, red nose that glow. It's all about the candy canes and Christmas lists. North Pole and that chubby jolly old Saint Nick. The little elves getting busy, it's in the workshop. And how gingerbread men keep their buttons on top. Wooden soldiers and chestnuts roasting like marshmallows. Goodfellas chocolate pudding pops and jellos. It's the gift, the cookies and milk on the mantle. The mistletoe that's set from the peppermint candles. That warm French vanilla mean coat with zippers. Bearskin robe dragging with Versace slippers. Around the fireplace we breathe, shirts are short sleeves. We staying up all night on Christmas Eve.
It's the season for sharing, season of the gifts. Season for snow is December 25th. That time of the year we dress like Saint Nick, stirring whipped cream into that hot cup of quick. It's the season for sharing, season of the gifts. Season for snow is December 25th. That time of the year we surprise all the kids. Buy gifts for your loved ones, diamonds for your wear. See snowmen, snowflakes, cinnamon cakes, sisters and brothers slide down garbage can covers. Snowball fights, eggnog splash with Hennessy. Bet Christmas is Christmas from New York to Tennessee. The Kris Kringles, the jingling babies, all them late nights rapping gifts driving you crazy. And Jack Frost is outside freezing it up. Got the hood and the coos just to loosen you up. And all the homes is all lit with so many lights. See the trees through the windows lit it up at night. Gingerbread house pumping that jingle bell rock. And all the little bad kids get cold with their socks.
Ghost knows when you've been sleeping, and ghost knows when you're awake. And I know if you've been bad or good, so be good for old ghost face.
It's the season for sharing, season of the gifts. Season for snow is December 25th. That time of the year we dress like Saint Nick, sir. Whipped cream into that hot cup of quick. It's the season for sharing, season of the gifts. Season for snow is December 25th. That time of the year we surprise all the kids. Buy gifts for your loved ones and diamonds for your wins.
And now a special message from DJ Sid.
Are you really going to use the graduation music?
Why not?
Well, we just wanted to... Us at the Bodega, both the PAB and myself, DJ Sid, are hosting two charity drives this year, and it's for a very minority group of people. And we're very sad to hear that they've been inflicted with not enough... Wow, I can't even make it through this promo. Is that even enough love in your hearts from full red-blooded guys, gentlemen, married or single? And we find this great travesty. So that's why we're spending our time at two different branches for the Toy Search Fox campaign. You can bring your sexual toy over to the Wall Kill branch, although be at risk of a 12-gauge shotgun for 11 women. We can bring it to the Southside East Branch. Please donate. It's charities that we believe in. And yeah, because I can't even think right now. You're just making me, damn it, Deuce. I hate you. Deuce is like, man, that would be a great idea if you do it. All right, Deuce, no problem.
Oh,
I'll come
man.
Up with the logos. Yeah.
So there you go, people. Toys for twats. Toys for twats. Because lipstick lesbians need love, too.
Absolutely. I support single working moms that are lipstick lesbians.
What about the big burly bitches? The big burly flannel wearing?
No, thanks. No, thanks. No, thanks. Because the fact is they might have a thicker mustache than I do. So I can't really...
Yeah, not Sid, no.
All right, so yeah.
Okay, then.
You're just throwing that in, dude.
Wow.
I'm going to say, listen, I already called out my life already. I might call out somebody else, too. Because somebody's birthday is coming up, and I really don't want to go for it. Because I really hate their guts. I don't really say really hate. That's such a strong word. But good. I really hope they have a crappy life right now.
All right.
Yeah, but we'll get off of that. Maybe I'll touch that on the post-show, the syndicated version. I don't know. Maybe we'll – whatever. See, the one thing is you could easily call somebody because most people that know you – gonna, you know, be like, wow, I don't believe you called out this girl. If I call out somebody like that, it's go through a friend of a friend of a friend, and like 3 months later, I'm like, dude, I heard you talked about me on your show. I'm like, what? What's it going, Dick? Yeah.
My shit, I wouldn't be surprised if it gets back to him in probably about 2 weeks, and I can give a flying fuck.
Nice.
So I put it to you like this. I probably shouldn't say this, but fuck it, I'll say it. I'll put this. This person deserves a big fat popcorn ball tossed right up in their grill.
Wow.
Smack them right in the face with a popcorn ball.
Popcorn ball. It could have been anything harder, like a rock or something, but popcorn ball.
Me and you got to talk off air later.
Okay. Maybe like one of those big ornaments.
So.
Yeah, so Deuce, well, first of all, we can blame Deuce for the bad Toys for Twats campaign idea. Thank you.
Toys for Twats.
I firmly believe I'm going to get a lot of email on that. Like, dude, I don't believe you can get that on. But yes, I can, and it's going to happen from time to time. I'm allowed to slip up. My partner, on the other hand, is always slipping up.
Yeah, totally.
There's no doubt about it.
I suck. Yo, man.
Yeah, I can't say because you met somebody. I don't have that luxury.
Okay, so then you before Sid has an emotional breakdown.
Why me during this time of year? No.
Man, speaking of this time of year, do you remember back in the day when out of all your Christmas toys? How convenient. When you used to get Christmas, when you got all your Christmas toys, you get the fake giant G.I. Joe toy, you know, the cheap one that was at Walmart, you know, all the robotics. It wasn't the legit dude. It was like the bootleg dude. And
I know that very well.
You were still excited.
Yeah.
What happened to the oversized coloring books, man? There used to be, I don't know about you, I used to always, like every other year, get hit off with a huge oversized coloring book.
Were you trying to buy that for your kids so they don't get it to speak anymore?
Here you go, my little retard. I love you. No, nah, man.
Here's a helmet for you.
Here's a helmet, and please take the Crayola out your mouth. Good boy.
Did you really? Were you trying to get a 64 set for you?
I was in shopping for them, looking around. They're not around, man. They're not around.
You know what? Honestly, there's probably some spots here that might have them.
No, I know there's spots because, yo, when we talked about the no frills thing
a couple of shows back,
I got hit off from two people who work in the food service industry, but like in warehouses that supply.
That's more common in that industry anyway.
Yeah, but they were more than too happy to be like, hey, man, yeah, they still got that stuff around. They don't call it no frills, you know, usually it's store brands, you know what I mean?
Right,
they'd be like,
right.
Yeah, the store brand in Pennsylvania. They still carry their no frills shit like that in those type of boxes. And it was like, oh, that's kind of useless info, but cool, thanks, you know.
But if you could get the cheese, by all means, I would love for that.
Yo, it's Christmas time, yo. Throw that baked macaroni and cheese. That's the shit right there.
Going back to
the oversized coloring books, man. Oversized Amazing Spider-Man.
I love that. That was one of my favorites.
You know what I mean? It was. I remember getting one of those, and there was other characters, but for some reason, I remember Spider-Man.
Captain America is one of them too, because he had the red, white, and blue. Came out with three colors.
I don't know.
Three Crayolas. Three colors.
Maybe it's me. I'm seeing only three colors right now.
Red, white, and passed out.
Maybe it's me, man, but I don't know. Like, then, as a kid, you looked more forward to the toys, even though you had the coloring book and you would fuck with it, but it wasn't the top of the list. Now I'm older, I'm like, what happened to those? It's one of those little things that stick out now, you know what I mean? Like, now the dust is settled. You realize Lionel was a fag and that you wanted to fuck Cheetah. And
Chitara?
Yeah, Chitara, whatever the fuck her name is.
She was hot. She was naked in the first episode, too. People don't remember that, but I have it on VHS, so what does that tell you?
Big up all my beta carriers. Big up. There's only one of y'all out there, but big up.
Can you believe I actually picked up on a chick watching the pilot of friggin' Thundercats?
Really?
Yeah, in college. Yeah, don't ask.
It's only in college.
It's a long story. How that happened.
I wasn't looking for the oversized coloring books, but I can't front. If I found them, I probably would have picked them up. And I know they're out there, but I just got to say, man, we're in this day and age where you got iPods and all these video game systems and all this stuff, you hear all these people, all these adults yelling and screaming about, they got to be more active. They got to go outside. You know what? My kids are active and they play video games. They do both. You know what I mean? You can't find a median. But God damn it, what's up with the big coloring books?
Yeah. Well, you know what? I didn't have that much to entertain me. It was like coloring books, Legos, pick up sticks.
Yeah.
You know? That sounded... And color forms,
color forms was the shit.
Not the non-toxic ones. Not the sissy ones.
And you forgot.
Toxic.
The one... And you forgot about Shrinky Dinks.
Oh, Shrinky Dinks. Absolutely.
Shrinky Dinks. You had to work the oven at like 8 years old. You had to work the oven, pull this shit out. You wanted to fuck with it, burn, you know, permanently scar your fingertips trying to pick it up when it was too hot. And
I
then
think my sister had one of those too, like just like an easy bake oven and put the Shrinky Dinks in there.
That was dumb.
It's my sister. What do you expect?
Man, and dude, and the best part about Shrinky Dinks is as a kid, once you were done with all that shit, you didn't know what the fuck to do with it.
Right. Yeah, right.
You just kind of looked at it and like, wow, that was a neat 15 minutes. Yeah.
You were just, wow. I'm going to pick up some coloring books. I'm going to go to the 99 cent store and see. Well,
now see, I got coloring books. I got 99 cent coloring books.
I'll get you some
oversized. I'm just saying the oversized ones with a shit.
I'll grab you the oversized ones. I'll grab you it's probably the Dora the Explorer, like, version of it now.
That shit, yo, the oversized, it's Christmas time. Fuck an Elmo. All you bullshit, bougie-ass ghetto motherfuckers that bum rush Walmart for all them high-tech gifts, get the motherfucking oversized coloring book. Give them an oversized, and a glow worm. Bring back glow worm. Glow worm. Get glow worm on and popping.
I thought you were going to say Kenny Buxton. I thought you were going to go there.
And let's be a little creative. Cootie. Bring back Cootie. Big up Cootie. It took me all night to remember that name. For the last 45 minutes, I didn't bring up shit because I couldn't remember it. Cootie, goddammit.
Not our boy from Kiss.
No, fuck that nigga. No, Cootie. I'm talking about Cootie. What you doing? Don't break the ice. You know, don't wake daddy. Or in my case, I want my girl to wake daddy, goddammit. But I'm talking about don't. Cootie. Make the bug. Make that weird-looking bug.
I heard you talking about our boy from Kiss who was doing the thing from in February. The mix, when we did the live mix. Teeth Boy.
I got
love for him. He's a guy, cool cat. So.
Another DJ friend.
Yeah, another King Kilometer. Right. It's all King Kilometer all day, every day.
All right, because I'm rambling on and on about oversized coloring books and Cootie. And somehow we talked about retarded children during Christmas.
Yeah, we got a kid in the helmet joke there somewhere, and that's
yes, we do. And let's go right to it right now.
I'm Wicked Boogie King, making flavor whoppers. I'm a paper hat. Would you like an apple pie with that? Would you like an apple pie with that? Ding by the dun, ding by the dun, ding by the dun, ding by the dun. I gotta run, I gotta run, I gotta run, I gotta run. Don't buffer fries and hot fat, it really hurt bad and so do skin grabs. Would you like an apple pie with that? Would you like an apple pie with that? Where is the bell? Wait for the bell. Can't hear the bell. Where is the bell? Ding by the dun, ding by the dun, ding by the dun, ding by the dun. I'm Wicked Boogie King, making flavor whoppers. I wear paper hats. Would you like an apple pie with that? Would you like an apple pie with that? Ding by the dun, ding by the dun, ding by the dun. Ding by the dun.
I would say that's Deuce, but Deuce is a little bit more high pitched.
You are a very sick man.
What is sick is big up to the old Calvin Klein crew from the Woodbury Commons. Like Calvin Klein is still there and popping, but there was older Calvin Klein. There's new upper owners, like there's new CEO type owners over the last few years.
Who are bailing out right now?
You goddamn right.
Okay.
The older owners, right? I worked for them for a couple of years. I worked for them for like 2 years when I was up there, 2 or 3 years when I first moved up here. And we came across that song. And I don't know what – we were all the warehouse guys. We were like the warehouse offsite stockroom guys. And there were like 4 or 5 of us at the time, including our supervisor who got in on this. We actually took that song and like the retards we were, wrote down the lyrics, not that there's a lot of lyrics, learned the song, and then at 2 o'clock in the afternoon on a Friday, we rolled up into this store during the holidays, dressed still in our warehouse clothes, all right, so we're all dirty and shit, and sang that version, sang Ding Fries Are Done in the Woodbury Commons at the Calvin Klein store for everyone to see.
Now you know the reason why they want to tax us some more here in New York. There's your reason.
Oh, yeah, New York, people, the best city to live in. Come on down.
American host. I'm going to move to Jersey.
This summer is going to be especially fun. You're going to be paying way too much money to take a train to a brand-new ballpark that's now doubling their prices, especially since they finally got pitchers, but they're paying them an arm and a leg.
Oh, you're referring to that other team in the Bronx.
I'm referring to both teams, goddammit. I mean, I got love of – hey, but there's going to be plenty – of sports hate once we get to it.
Well.
But I just want to say that both teams are definitely chilling out a lot of money.
Well, you can't even drink diet. Well, we're going to have to start drinking diet soda if you don't want to get taxed now. I guess, apparently. Is it me, or does the governor look like the guy from Blazing Saddles, the mayor?
Holy shit. Yeah, he does look like, he looks like a light-skinned version of him.
That's what I'm saying. But like a mulatto version of the mayor from Blazing Saddles.
Yeah, I didn't get a harumph out of you.
Harumph. No, I'm sorry. I'm just throwing. Listen, it's ridiculous. The tax, that's ridiculous. But
oh, man, he's trying to tax. He's going to throw a new tax on soda, I'm hearing. He's trying to get
right. He's throwing 88 taxes, like iTunes downloads. Well, considering we're a free download anyway, so you don't have to worry about it, people.
Right. Can we just tell him we did it? He's never going to see it.
You know what? Honestly, why don't you just – I don't understand why the MTA is getting all hypey, you know, like, oh, yeah, we need to increase the fares, whatever. But honestly, do you ever see improvement on those lines ever?
Beyond every 15 years, you'll see a new train pop up. Oof. Wait,
yeah,
every 15 to 22? But no, but let's be fair. But I didn't even get the minute. Every 15 years, you'll see, like, a new train pop up, right? And then – it'll take another 5 years before that train is used on any other line more than once.
Yes, okay, I can agree with that. But I would think, don't you think it's a big scam that all these guys at the MTA are pocketing that money?
Oh, yeah. It's a rip. We know it's a rip.
Tax Puffy, too. Puffy needs some tax.
Yeah, fuck Puffy, man. Puffy's a bitch. Hitman is damn Barack Obama. Fuck that.
Tax Dame Dash, too. I know he broke, but tax.
Yeah, Dame Dash. Tax the broke Dame Dash, goddamn.
That's what you forget from putting videos on sailboats while doing that stupid little dance with Armadale vodka in you.
All right, man. You know what? We got 6 minutes left. Let's get to it. We got a couple things. Let's pop it off. Hello. I am Pablo Bodega, your BNN news reporter. Today, well, not today, but recently, in Jacksonville, Florida, a man was arrested out of Walmart.
Figures.
Apparently, a Walmart employee called the police in reference to a drunken dispute. According to the police report, the officer got to the Walmart about 1 a.m. on Monday So this is in the middle of the night. And the employee said that a man was locked in the bathroom drinking Listerine mouthwash. The man refused to come out the bathroom, so the officer broke in. What happened was the man had locked himself in the stall and was on the floor continuing to drink, not spit, but drink and swallow, and that's a good egg, ladies, the mouthwash. Apparently, he was put into a police car, taken home. Nobody was there, and he was in no condition. Apparently, the man was so drunk that he was just downing mouthwash in a Walmart bathroom.
Wait, let me get this right. Did he steal the mouthwash?
That also.
Oh, he stole the mouthwash.
He was drunk, went into Walmart, tried to clean his breath, stole mouthwash, went into the bathroom, and just started downing shots of Listerine.
All right, because he obviously, because you're not going to get that back, you know what I mean? Like, dude, test it out, you know? You're not going to get that, so.
It's just ridiculous. We're a little light at 8. It's a slow news day, folks, so bear with us. Moving forward.
I just wanted to tell the whole story.
All right, let's check out this one. Get ready for this one. A woman is suing a Pennsylvania sports bar and restaurant, saying she got stuck in a toilet bowl for 20 minutes after the seat broke. Apparently, she was in the handicapped toilet seat that she was sitting on, cracked, and then it dumped her ass in the bowl. Took her about 20 minutes to get out. She's filing a lawsuit saying that she had hip surgery prior to that day and re-injured it when the seat broke. None of the representatives for either side will comment.
Wait, let me get this right. She already had her hip broken, but she wasn't disabled already. She was able-bodied when she went to the handicap.
Yeah, she was. Yeah, basically.
Okay. So I think that's going to get thrown out of court. I think that's the first thing they're going to tell her.
Oh, man. All right, now we got 2 minutes left. I'm going to sneak in one more. Why not?
Okay.
Like I said, it's a slow one. Some of these are okay. I'll bring in this one. This one, if you can hear it over the ticker tape, pay close attention. There's a key bit of info on this one, all right, that I mentioned in the beginning, and then it changes at the end, all right?
Okay, hit the music.
All right, St. Paul, Minnesota. This is last week. Minnesota woman says she didn't know why a police officer was honking at her at the McDonald's drive-through window until he arrested her for drunk driving. Erica Ballard of St. Paul figured it had something to do with her revoked driver's license. Since she was stuck in a line, she might... but since she was stuck in the line, she said she might as well finish her burger run. Okay, so basically the cop was already trying to stop her before she even placed the order.
All right.
Yeah, her quote, "I thought they were fixing to mess with me." Yeah.
Nice.
The newspaper said on Tuesday that Bullard only managed to put away a few French fries before the officers in the car behind her placed her under arrest. There was Deuce. Anyway.
Yeah,
no, wait. But here's the end of the story. Bullard took issue with the police claims that she had, the police claimed that she had run a red light after leaving a parking lot nearby White Castle.
Oh,
and ignored the flashing lights and sirens. Her quote, "I don't even eat White Castle."
What? Give them the plugs, man.
Just give them the plug. All right, let me see if my brain can remember all these plugs. Oh, and I had some extra plugs today, so let me see if I can bum rush all of this. All right. Again, we will try. We may have a surprise show sometime popping off, but in the meanwhile, if you want to check out any other dope DJ mixes by DJ Sid, check out conglomerate.podomatic.com. We're also on MySpace, both of us. So if you want to be our friends and be one of the cool kids, yeah.
Yeah.
MySpace.com/TheConglomerate, D-A,
yes.
or Skills Row, you know, /Skills Row. Those are our MySpaces. We're probably going to cut off. So if you download this, you hear the rest of the plug. Fuck the plug after the show ends. But we'll be back sometime soon for the live audience. But if you want to hear what we got to say, download this bitch in about another hour.
Thanks for calling in 1-800-223-9797.
Thanks a lot. Yeah, we're already on to the podcast part. But we'll keep on popping. So the rest of the plugs. So they got our MySpace. They got the Podomatic.com. We're also on MeVo.
Yeah.
Just look for Double Dagon there. That's also a lot of the shows as well that we've already done, as well as the Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
.com. A lot of shows. Oh, damn. What other things are we hawking? I forgot. Oh, yeah. BodegaRadio@yahoo.com. Anybody send us an email, we'll send you a link. Also, if you want a magnet, we got magnets and stickers, bitches. And
I know they got them. I got them.
Sid and myself, anybody even see Sid on the street? Holla at him. Yo, nigga, what's up with a sticker or a magnet?
Yeah, I don't be using those magnets to deflect bullets, my friends. Do you realize where I live?
And myself, holla at me. I'll hook you up, all right? So we got magnets and we got music to give away, man.
Are you going to hit the Pope Show thing right now?
No, fuck them. Because we're going to end it soon because I'm seeing double.
All right. I just wanted to get that out of the way.
I'll put it this. Deuce is controlling his part of the board. I'm controlling my part of the board. And my part of the board is getting difficult to control.
Okay. Deuce, you can take a break, man. Go ahead. Just go grab some more eggnog, Deuce. Go ahead.
But what was the other thing? Oh, man, this sucks. I wanted to do this on the live version, but we have more downloaders. This is for my New York people. The Saturday after Christmas. I meant to do this on the live show.
Okay.
Saturday after Christmas, the 27th. My old wrestling federation, WUW, run by WWE Hall of Famer Johnny Rods, they're running their Christmas show. I may be in attendance. I may not be. I am not wrestling. All right, let's make that clear. I may show up just to chill. I may not. But it's a cheap wrestling show. It's in Brooklyn, over by the Brooklyn Bridge.
All right.
They're also having a toy drive. All right, this is what I want to do. They're having a toy drive, toy for tots. If anybody brings an unwrapped new gift, you know, it'll be good looking out. Also, everybody who can't make the show but has nothing to do that night that's going to be chilling on the internet, we're not going to be on the air. So if you're going to be at the computer, go right now to check out WUW Online. I think .net or .com. Search it. Google it. It's WUW Online. I just forgot .com, .net. They will be airing this show, this wrestling show, for free live through the internet. They're airing the wrestling show on the internet for free the night it happens. So if you can't make it and you want to check out some independent wrestling and be supportive, go to that website. They'll give you the links. Next Saturday the 27th, underneath the Brooklyn Bridge, wrestling show with my home base Fed that I may go back to next year for on and off dates. And they're broadcasting streaming video on the net the same night, same day, live. It's like a free pay-per-view, but with wrestlers you never heard of, in a building you never heard of.
In a promotion that you probably haven't heard of.
Never heard of. Only person you probably heard of was Johnny Rods from back in the day. But
yeah,
it's all
right.
I love all them guys. Them guys are good guys, so much props to them, man. They've been getting a lot of shine. This is one of the things. I'm going long into the post show. One of those things I wanted to talk about, I wanted to give them some love because this past week they got featured in the Daily News.
Okay.
This past Sunday.
Back a lot of props.
Yeah, well, I'm giving a prop because Johnny Rods is still looking out for me. Johnny Rods is claiming, well, I don't want to go, that's personal. There's a lot of personal stuff. I'll put it this, Johnny Rods likes me a lot. I like Johnny a lot. Johnny's looked out for me in a lot of ways. A lot of the boys that I came up with that are still there, man, I go back there and it's all love. It really has a fraternity mentality, a brotherhood mentality, and they treat it as such. If you are a wrestler, if you aspire to become a wrestler and you hang on tight, you learn about that. You learn about the brotherhood.
I think you'd learn it more. You'd be more apt to learn from them than any place else on the East Coast. How about that?
Some people would definitely agree with that. So right now, I got to give props because they're not trying to break out. They're just trying to do their thing. You know what
they
I mean?
They never have. They've
yeah, Johnny's always been about trying to get the smaller guys some shine and let them learn, you know, the ones that really have the heart to stick it out. And for some, and it always ebbs and flows. And right now, it's no secret. The business is down. The business sucks. It's in the shit right now on the independent end. On the independent
end. Obviously, you're putting out a bad product in TNA. I mean, for all it's worth, I mean, it's really not a major competitor to WWE, so you got to call it an indie. And ROH changed their booker, so, I mean, it's... I'm talking wrestling in a hip-hop show again, but...
No, it's fine. It's our show. We don't...
Yeah, you're right. Huh? We should... You're right. But it's the truth. I mean, that's where the indie scene pretty much stands. You know, there's pretty much PWG out in the West Coast. SoCal wrestling scene is pretty much down. The Northeast wrestling scene is barely existent, and let's not even get into the South besides anything that's bankrolled by a big company, such as the WWE. So, I mean, it's not really so much economic times. It's I mean, yes, it has a lot to do with it.
Yeah.
But,
I'm just saying, and it sucks. I just want to give props to Johnny because they are doing a wrestling show next week, and I'm going to try pending to at least make the show to be supportive in person. You know what I mean? Not that I'm no star, but I'm saying I may or may not go down just to support it.
Sure,
they're having it.
Tell the suit on.
You know,
main event mafia type guys.
Yeah, I'm gonna just wave to the crowd. And get one person who cheers for me.
Yay!
That awkward single clap, you know, that whole like.
Yeah, really offbeat. Yeah, they'll introduce you as like a superstar from Mexico and Japan and all this stuff. So.
But yeah, hey, big up to Johnny. He still pimps that MTV thing I did almost 10 years ago now.
You know what? That's phenomenal exposure for a school. Anyway.
So yeah, so I got to give love. Two weeks ago, they had a spot on Channel 9 News after SmackDown. All right, they had a little like 10-minute spot talking about wrestling and the school and stuff.
Okay.
Last week they were in the Daily News. You know what I mean? Like they were in the Daily News with a write up.
Right.
In the entertainment section, and a big write-up, too. Not a little corner section where, like, the Slammer does. We're talking about, like, you know, like
he's
a pick.
He's terrible anyway, but, yeah, that's the issue there.
That's for my New York Daily News wrestling fans.
Yeah, Blackjack Brown's also giving the 900 number update, too.
Yeah, pretty much. And now, the day after Christmas, Johnny usually has, WWE usually has a holiday show. Like around, you know, right around Christmas with a Christmas party afterwards for the wrestlers and close family and friends of the wrestlers. This is that show, but on top of it, they got Toys for Tots involved, which is really dope. And
not our campaign. Our campaign
is
totally different.
It's our campaign is completely ridiculous, completely perverse, and fits us perfectly.
Theirs
is for a good cause. Ours is for a perverse cause.
Which is also good.
And like I said, you go to WUW online. They got a bunch of videos of promos, internet promos, hyping up the matches going into the show. So you get familiar with some of the wrestlers that are there if you're not. And they're going to air that show live at the same time on the internet. So
is the party usually at, I mean, I don't want to talk about the after hour spot, but usually is it at the same spot? Or
There's in my history with them, with those guys, when the holiday party kicks off, they usually hang out at the spot. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
It's not uncommon for some of them to get in the ring and get stupid once the alcohol really hits.
No, right. I'm just saying. Right.
But no, I'm just saying that's what happened. But in certain special cases too, there's always the after party where they will hit up a local bar and continue going on until the break of dawn. That's not uncommon either. So
Dumbo, baby, that's it. Dumbo,
big,
baby.
Hey, they're a bunch of drunken animals, and big up to those guys, because even though they're just trying to do their thing, you know, get a little exposure for the boys that are there, whether they're up-and-comers or guys who have been there for 10 years.
Right.
And you know what? They got on Channel 9 News two, 3 weeks ago. They got in the Daily News last week, and in 2 weeks they're going to be – you know, having this show, and it's going to be broadcast on the internet for free, which you name me another independent promotion that's airing a show on the internet as it happens for free.
Can you really want me to?
Yeah, if you want to, go ahead.
PWU.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Not the same time, but they've done it before.
Okay, well then, They're the next motherfucker.
Wrestling Federation.
All right, how about this? The only New York New York
that,
Federation
I
doing.
Think that's pretty good, fair assumption.
There ain't too many New York Feds around, and the few that are around, they're very hit or miss. I'm not going to shit on some of the better ones, but I am going to say there's a lot of them, and a lot are it's very hit or miss. So if you want to have some fun, bang for your buck, this is the fucking show to check out. If you can be down there, be down there. If you have nothing to do Saturday night other than to jerk off to porns by Ginger Havana or Olivia De Olivia, then, hey, once you're done, put on the streaming show. Why not?
After the 5 minutes of rubbing one out's done, by all means, tune into some wrestling and lose your heart on.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Once you realize you finally finished off with the close up of the guy's face as he was finishing, as well as his sorrow and annoyance at that, when you were trying to time it out on her and you know it fucked up. Instead, it's like focusing on him as he's finishing. You know that really weird face. You know. Go put on the streaming WUW show at WUW online.
You're all by yourself on that one. I'm leaving you out on the island. not that I was in the industry or anything like that, but I can tell you about the shots like that.
Yo, man, I love Busta Rhymes, but fuck Busta Rhymes. I brought up on the show not too long ago my boy Billy Garcia, who's also starting a independent wrestling fed last year, who was on Survivor Cook Island.
Yes.
Who had this little, F-list celebrity fame, right?
Yes. I'll be booking this promotion next year.
Whatchamacallit. My man I did announce that he was playing Yasser Arafat in the Arab Money video.
Yes. All
right. He is in the video. Unfortunately, they played Yasser Arafat as a spirit, because he is dead, and they shadowed up his face, so you don't know who's in it. You just know, it's supposed to be like the spirit. And it's only like 1 second. It's like 1.5 seconds. So, but you shit on my boy, man. You shit on my boy.
Yeah, but he paid for it, right?
Yeah, he got paid for it, so.
All right, so, man, it's really not, don't worry about it. It's like that old episode of Growing Pains where Kirk Cameron and Mike Seaver is, watching the soap opera, and he was, on his deathbed, and he had this whole big dialogue, and then he dies. Apparently in the show they edited it, so all he did was cough and then die. And
wow.
during the credits, he's like, coughing boy, Michael Weaver. And that was, you got to check for it. So.
All right, man, you know what? Let's go out. You know what? I still have control of the board, even though I can barely see it.
Boy.
You know what? Let's go out with another hip-hop song. We actually, you know what? This is the post-game show. You know what? We're late as fuck. But just because we enjoy it so much.
Post game show is brought to you by. Christ, I can't find it. The hell with it.
That's it. Oh, you know what we forgot to do, by the way, on the regular show? We forgot to give a pick of the week.
Oh, my God. Do you got a pick of the week?
Sure. Well, let me think about this. Yeah, you know what? I'll give them one that's probably one of the best of this year. How about that?
All right, you know what? Yeah, that's true. We're at the end of the year, so at this point, it's pretty fair game if you want to say, an overall.
Yeah.
All right, so let's do it. Everybody,
just clap your hands. It's TJ Sid, pick of the week. Now listen to the man.
Ah! I had to give them a rah. I had to get a hurrah from this guy. EMC, how about that? The show.
You did bring him up one of the other shows. Yeah, but we didn't have time to really clarify on it, so if you want to.
Yes, EMC, the show, Master Ace Comes Correct with four other MCs. I think we've discussed that before, but we didn't talk about the album.
No, it was brought up real quick.
Yeah, the album was really, really good. The show, probably one of the best concept albums this past year, top to bottom. Go pick it up, download it, iTunes, whatever, before they tax you on it. Let's see. Do you got one? You got a good album
for the year
lately? Yeah, that you've been bumping all year. Yeah, sure. I mean,
wasn't prepared for it, man. There was a lot of albums I enjoyed.
Static Select gets up there. That's
Static Select is up there for me right now. EPMD is on my rotation.
Yeah,
EPMD,
right.
Man. Yo, if anybody out there checks out the shows in the hip hop, do yourself. You would be doing yourself a favor by buying the EPMD album. Straight up, because they're really the fan base at this point is a very dedicated, loyal fan base.
Oh, they have been. Yeah, the whole squad is, yeah.
And the album is not on Def Jam, so, you know, it's not getting the exposure it should, and it's a really worthwhile album.
I'm thinking about the other one. I mean, there was so many good... Well, first of all, there's Helter Skelter, the Incredible
Roots. The Roots had a good album.
The Roots, Rising Down was a great album.
Yep.
I mean, even, let's see, R&B-wise, Estelle Shine wasn't bad. We've talked about John B's album.
John
David, we've talked about. He's very underrated. UK audience knows what I'm talking about.
Yep,
when I start,
great.
Talk about that. Well, Ghostface, we got to talk about, too. That was a good album. The Cardinal Official album was pretty decent. You know?
Matter of fact, you know what? I don't have an overall album. But
you know what? How about this? How about I surprise you with one? That was pretty a decent album, and it's neither hip-hop or R&B. How about
go
that?
Go for it. Hey man, at this point, this is a true bodega show. We talk about everything. We're just chilling.
Here we go. You Kids on the Block. Yeah, I said it. It's actually a good album. Yeah. So, The Block, the deluxe edition. Not bad.
I don't
not
understand.
No, I do understand. Hank don't understand, but I understand.
But no, I got to be honest with you. Very good album. It's nothing that... You know, listen. I'm not going to be sexing up a woman. Listening to these guys, I'm not that I'm getting any to begin with, but I'm just saying, it's actually a pretty decent album. The kids will love it. You'll love it. Yeah. I'm going to get a lot of email on that.
Well,
what about Nas? What do you think of Nas?
I thought Nas' album was good. It's definitely one of those albums. It's not an album to bump, per se. Not an album you put in the car and you want to nod your head to. It's an album that you have to pay attention to. If you pay attention to it, it's a very deep album. It's a very thought-out album. But it's not, I don't think, the album was good, but I don't think it was balanced out as well as he had hoped. Like, it's always hard to balance the stuff that's accessible or stuff that'll make you bop or even dance. And Nas is not an artist that makes dance albums, but he makes, you know, stuff to bop your head to.
He did do his joint with Genuine.
Yeah, but I mean, but still, you know what I mean? But through most of his catalog, it's been head nodding stuff and stuff just to make you pay attention to him.
Yeah.
In this case, with this album, he really focused more because of the theme of the album.
He
focused more to be pay attention. It's like KRS-One. KRS-One has always done albums over the years. He's always done songs, a couple songs here or there, that he wants you to pay attention to because he's trying to tell you something. He's trying to pass on knowledge. Whether or not it's even 100% true, he's at least trying to tell you something as opposed to telling you nothing.
Yeah, but I think Nas runs into that category of, you expect, besides Illmatic, we'll throw Illmatic out the window because that's a classic. Besides that album, everybody's like, oh yeah, he's got to come up with this incredible rap album, this incredible hip-hop, lyrically thought-out album. And yet, no matter how much he tries to do it, has yet to come up with that formula.
Yeah.
And that's sad. And that's what's going to be sad about the whole thing. And, you know, it took Jay-Z, five tries to get it right?
You know a lot of people can say Stillmatic. A lot of people say Stillmatic was that album.
But what was the commercial success, I mean, of Stillmatic?
He didn't really have commercialized success. He had...
It was critically acclaimed.
But he reminded everybody of who exactly. It was almost like a reminder of, like, look who the fuck I am.
Yeah, but it took somebody to provoke him for that to happen.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
You don't need to be, if you're such a dope MC, you don't need to be provoked for that to happen. Don't get me wrong, you lose your way. If you make that much money and you're that much hood and the next thing you know, you're doing whatever, that's fine. I could understand that. But on the other hand, if you are critically acclaimed of being one of the top five MCs in this genre, just by random generalization, you have to deliver at least every other album. People will give you a pass if you brick on one every other year. You know what I mean? They'll give you a pass. So he has yet to come out with that one solid album that's both critically and commercially acclaimed. I don't care about to sell out. I'm not saying sell out. I'm saying to have one joint that could be somewhat positive or somewhat negative in that effect. Don't do it just to cause controversy, because obviously that was the name of the album. Then they got rid of it, and it became untitled.
Yeah. Yeah, for those that don't know, Nas's album
originally
was to be called Nigger.
Right.
All right. And now the album has no title. It's pretty much called Untitled.
Right.
But if you knew the name of the album originally, and you look at the cover that did make it, it's Nas with whip marks in his back. It's a picture of Nas's back, and he has the whip marks in his back that form the letter N, and it's pretty much indicative of being a nigga back in the day, being whipped. So.
That's my only problem with Nas. I love his work. Don't get me wrong. As a hip hop fan, I love him to death, really. And obviously being from Queens.
Yeah, but I think at this point he's not gonna find. I don't think he has any aspirations to find a perfect balance at this point. He's trying to make stuff. I think he's trying to make stuff that he's happy with. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
whether he's saying something or whether he's just being ill. It has to. At this point, he's appealing to himself, and it's like if anybody else wants to follow along with me, come on.
Yeah, I think you know what? It's gonna get to a point where old school heads or people, classic heads, are gonna turn their back on him, and that's what's gonna be sad about it.
I mean, we'll see. We will see what happens. I will say right now because I can't remember all the albums that came out in the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
Like I remember almost all the ones during the summer.
Okay.
And I remember everything from then on. The winter, for some reason, I don't recall too many albums that made me be like, wow, you know what I mean?
It seemed that fourth quarter was going to blow up huge this year, but for some reason, whether it be the economic crisis or label politics,
the only album that stands out in the beginning was the Roots album for me.
The Roots album was very good.
And then the summer had a couple of them, you know, like Helter Skelter. But the one album I think that stood out for me, the one album that I was anticipating heavily, and it delivered, and I think if anything, it wound up even surprising me, was Q-Tip's album.
The Renaissance. Well, you had 6 years to do that album. It was 6 years. So
I think that if I had to pick an album right now, I would probably say Q-Tip's album.
Okay.
Q-Tip's album, because there's something about it that just feels, it talks directly to me. It feels almost like a throwback while being in the present, it doesn't feel like it's stale.
Okay.
Just because it's a throwback, it doesn't feel like it's trying to sound like the '90s stuff. But it feels spread out, and it doesn't feel like it feels multidimensional. It's one of those things.
It doesn't feel like a compilation that was done for 6 years.
It's one of those things where it's one of those albums. It feels like an album. Like let's remember this. All right. For some reason, this doesn't happen in hip hop, but it happens in every other genre. An artist can disappear for a couple of years, come out, put out an album, and it will be accepted if you know. But actually, no, it'll be, if it's a good album, it's a good album. But it'll even be more highly respected if you know that there was a lot of work put into it. Unless it's something dumb like Chinese Democracy.
I'd love to show that reference.
But there's a lot of artists that, for some reason in hip-hop, it's almost become the norm to put out an album every year to every year and a half. All right. It doesn't happen in too many other genres.
Yeah, but I believe that on DMX. So.
You know what I mean? So with the Q-Tip album, I feel like that rule applies. You know what I mean? Like you have a great artist who took his time, did it, and I think he knocked it out the park and surprised a lot of people. Because a couple of people who I was telling about, like, yeah, Q-Tip got an album. You got to check out this album. Everybody was like, oh, Q-Tip got it. Like, everybody was kind of like so-so about it. They're like, I probably would, but you know what I mean?
Well,
and
the reason is,
take a couple people and be like, yo, check out this album. And then when they checked it out, they were like, oh, shit. Like, you know what I mean? It's everybody that I put it on to, if they weren't anticipating it already, they were surprised by how good the album was.
Maybe because of Amplified, maybe that was the reason why they weren't checking it like that.
I don't know.
Amplified
it could
did.
Be. It could be another thing. You got to remember, Amplify came out, what, 99?
99, yeah.
98, 99. So it's been 10 years. A long time. And let's not make no secret about it. Unless you're a select special kind of artist, almost everybody from the 90s has a certain stigma attached to them by the general public. You know what I mean? Because now the hip-hop... Because now the people that actually dictate sales, you know, now the age base has changed. You know, everybody's gotten older. So as us as adults, we're less likely to buy an album unless we feel it's really worth it. So you have a lot of kids who will go on iTunes and spend their money, and that's what's going to dictate the sales. And a lot of those 90 artists, if they even know about them, they, you know, they're young kids. They're going to look at it like, oh, that's not my music. You know what I mean? And it happens with every generation. I'll be, you know, I'm not vilifying it. I'm just saying, I'm just pointing it out. And let's keep it. And Q-Tip's album came out in the top 20 his first week out, which was like, oh shit. You know,
right.
So I got to, you know what I mean? It's just one of those albums where I just thought, wow. Like he came through, he took his time with it, whether it was intentional or by accident. I think he came, I'm already biased because I'm a Tribe Called Quest freak. But
yeah.
It even took me back. It even took me off. You know what I mean? Like I was expecting it and he surpassed that and even like had me like, oh shit, out the gate. I can't tell you, out of all the albums I heard this year, me personally, no albums, first track, and Q-Tip starts his album with a song, not a skit, not an intro, a song, okay? It goes right into the beat. No album hit me immediately with the first track on the damn album like his did in recent memory. You know, so it's like, bam. So if I had to pick one top dog, I liked a lot of albums. If I had to pick one above the rest, I would pick Q-Tip.
Okay.
Just based on that first song out the gate caught me. And then the rest of the album, it just kept my attention the rest of the album.
That was P.A.B.'s Pick of the Week.
You
now
goddamn
listen to the man. Sorry.
Hey, man, don't knock it, man. We totally
I'm not knocking it. I love it.
We kept real hip-hop on that.
I love it. As a matter of fact, if we ever do major market radio again, well, I'm not saying again, like it happened the first time, but if we ever do major market radio, that's one thing we got to keep. That's definitely, that's the old Biz Markie thing, so.
All right.
Yeah.
I think we lost the board a while ago. I don't know if this thing's even still recording. We'll find out when it pops up.
All right.
So well, it's recording everything. They we really got into some serious hip hop talk in the post show.
Yeah. So, yeah. Right. Absolutely.
So there you go. So shit, you motherfuckers. If this is still recording, you motherfuckers got a 2-hour show.
Yeah.
Podcasters got a 2-hour show.
You know what? Right. That's something that the syndicated version is not going to get. And that's something that people listening live didn't get. So
you got your money's worth because we're off for 2 weeks. Bitches. No.
All right. I can't play anything.
Don't bother.
Just
let it go. Thanks for listening in. I will get the outro in later. Deuce, thanks again, you nerdy bitch.
Deuce is outside with Manuel, just like, you know, shake it like a salt shaker. Shake it like a salt shaker.
At least we hired him. Good. That's his Christmas bonus. Good. Good for him. All right. So you got the MySpace. You got everything else out of the way. We're out, man. We'll see you again in 2009.
Well, unless we decide to surprise y'all. So
yeah. Probably.
Yeah. Whatever. Fuck it. We'll see you when we see you. Peace.
Peace.